Hey guys, so as you may know, Danielle and I just got back from Greece.
Woo-woo! Yamas!
Yamas! But we are feeling more ready than ever to get back into our healthy, productive routines. And a big part of that for me is taking vitamins and supplements. So summer's approaching, obviously, and you want to just give yourself just a general boost. It doesn't even matter if you're coming back from a trip. Like, it's just summer. You know, we want to thrive. We want to live our best lives. And we are doing that with Care Of. You guys, I know we've talked about Care Of on our YouTube channels before. We're definitely big fans of it. Basically, you go online and you take an online quiz. And Care Of is going to let you know exactly what you are lacking in your life. Because the quiz is going to ask you questions about your diet, your health goals, lifestyle choices, and it's only 5 minutes. It's actually super fun. I love taking like little quizzes online, and I know Danielle does too.
It's so much fun. Like, yeah. What's wrong with me?
Please tell me what I'm lacking in my life. Exactly. And it's going to tell you about your personal scientifically backed vitamin and supplement recommendations. And it's actually like really fun questions. It's like, how much sleep are you getting? Are you looking to get, you know, maybe some more energy, support with like weight management or whatever? All good stuff. And it could definitely be really hard to figure out what vitamins or supplements to take. I know that that's what going to the vitamin aisle is like so overwhelming to me. I don't know about you, Danielle.
Oh, I completely agree. That's why I do Care Of.
Yeah, exactly. And it's basically going to deliver you guys like a pack of personalized, it says your little name on it.
So cute.
Customized vitamin like packs basically that you can take every single day. I love it. I keep them in my kitchen just ready to go. I'm definitely gonna do this again before I start work, like getting back into the routine.
And it's perfect for travel because you can, like, let's say you're going on a trip for 5 days, you bring 5 packets, boom, done.
We absolutely love it. So if you guys are new to Care Of, you should definitely check it out. For 25% off your first Care Of order, go to takecareof.com and enter gals on the go. Once again, for 25% off your first Care Of order, go to takecareof.com and enter gals on the go.
Woo! Woo! Well, I'm so excited to be back in America, just back on the grind.
Me too. I'm sitting here though. I still have sea legs. I'm trying to get used to it.
Yeah, we learned that term on this trip.
So, because we took a lot of ferry rides on this Greece trip. So I'm just like, I need to get back at it, but I'm feeling better. We got our Starbucks this morning.
Oh my gosh, guys, it was the best thing in the world. That first sip.
If you know, you know. When you stick the straw in and take that first sip. It was really, it was a nice way to integrate back into our little routines. Danielle's currently visiting me on Long Island.
What a lie.
Fist bump, the open fist. We learned that that Ariana and Gabrielle, they do the open fist. It's honestly a good dance move because it's like safe.
Oh, it
you
works.
Know?
Yeah, totally. Yeah, so we just got back from Greece yesterday. We had a 10-hour flight, and I have to say, like, we were both pretty productive on that flight.
Danielle definitely inspired me. I was so prepared to just chill. I don't even like watching movies. I just like to, like, think. Like, I know that's so weird, but to, like, literally just sit back and,
reflect.
Like, think. Yeah. And go through my pictures, do some edits, you know.
Yeah.
Nothing too deep, but Danielle was sitting there. She had, like, a little office vibe going. She got, like, the coffee. You had, like, your coffee, your computer, your, like, power editing.
I edited listening all four to Grease me. Vlogs.
I don't know how you did that.
I just wanted to get it done. I was in the mood. And, yeah. Like, if you're in the mood, you just gotta
No,
power
you're
through.
So right. You're so right. I have to be in a very specific one. I said, I edited one. I was like, okay, now I'm done. I'm very much so, like, I do one, take a break, one, take a break. Cause
that's normal.
Yeah. I don't like power editing like that. Like, I'm not, I don't know. You're good about it.
No, I usually don't do that. I was just, like, in a mood, and it just
It was actually fun to look through the clips and, like,
because
all the memories and stuff. I personally liked it.
And it was fun because I'd, like, bump you and, like, look at this. Like,
yeah, it was fun. It was fun.
It was fun. We ended up being able to sit next to each other, which I have just gotten so lucky. I've gotten to sit next to Greg on all these flights.
This was not planned. I was supposed to be a few rows back.
And then she came up to move with me because it was just me and one other seat. And, like, no one ever came to sit with me. And so I was like, Brooke, you should come up here, because she was in, like, a 3-person aisle with, like, children. And
it just it was not the vibe. And there was, like, a whole, like, men's basketball team on the flight.
Literally behind us, in front of us, next to us.
Yeah, we were like, they're going to be rowdy. And then Danielle was like, please come sit next to me.
I just, like, can't edit. like,
I get it. I get it. Yeah. So it was just a good positive vibe on the way back. We love Delta. Shout out to Delta.
Shout out Delta, honestly. Sponsor Gals and the Go.
We would love that. We are open.
We are open arms. Open wings.
Open. Just completely open.
Did you get my wing reference? Like plane?
Like planes. Yeah. Yeah, like flying.
Uh-huh.
I do get it. I do get it.
Well, today we're going to be talking to you guys all about our travel essentials, what we wish we knew, what we wish we brought, things other people brought that we found inspiration of, just tips for international travel in general, just a travel episode because we are fresh off the plane.
Yeah, I think we did one of these like originally when we started the pod, but not geared towards international travel, which is so different.
And group travel and everything like that. If you guys don't know, we went on a 10-day Greek Islands tour with EF Ultimate Break. We'll have a link for you guys to check out the trip we went on, but basically it was so much fun, and you should listen to last week's episode.
That was one of my faves. It was just so goofy, like silly.
I think it was my favorite.
Yeah.
We just laughed so
hard. That was just
hard.
Like an entertainment episode. This one will be more information if you're traveling, if you are looking for some product or just general inspo. I feel like we can help you guys out a little bit.
Yeah.
With the tips.
Yeah, definitely.
But first, before we do that, should we hop into the highlights and lowlights of the trip?
Definitely.
Highlights and lowlights.
Lowlights. I kind of already addressed mine. It's just that the sea legs thing is really throwing me off, and just getting back into a routine after travel obviously always gets me, especially with this trip. I'm actually moving to Boston on Thursday, so it's just like a lot and a little bit of amount of time, you know?
Yeah, that's a lot. That's a lot to do.
Yes.
It's completely fair.
But if anybody has tips for sea legs, so basically like from all the ferry rides, I feel like I'm still rocking right now, and it's like pretty aggressive. When I'm sitting in a chair, it's fine. Right now I'm sitting on the floor and I'm just like not really feeling the best. Yeah, it's just very odd. I know that it will go away in a few days. I've had this before after cruises, but this one's especially pretty violent.
Pretty violent.
The one ferry we took, the last ferry, was we were rocking and rolling, baby.
We were rocking and rolling, that's for sure. So my low light would probably be not sea legs. I've never really dealt with sea legs. I think it's because
I've never suffered with sea legs.
I've also never heard that term. I just call it like seasickness.
Same. But then my parents said that they heard of it.
No, it's like a common thing.
Okay, we're dumb then.
Yeah, so. We're just never heard of it. Right. Never heard of her.
Never heard of sea legs. Never heard.
But I did experience some jet lag on the way here, on the way to Greece, and then on the way back. Okay, so I actually wrote my lowlights and highlights like before we got home, and I actually feel great. But so I don't really have a low.
So basically, there's no lowlight.
No, but like, yeah. I did wake up at 5 a.m. this morning, and I felt wide awake, and Brooke was still asleep, and I was like, "What time is it in Greece?" It was 12 p.m. No wonder I woke up.
Yeah, like, just, I feel that.
Body clocks are weird, bro.
Bruh.
Body clocks are weird. No, but I am like really stressed about like going home because I'm only home for a couple
days. I was
gonna say
that has to be your low light.
Yeah, that is. I just hate complaining about.
No, but you don't have to complain, but you could just say that
like, that's like the downer of the week. Not the downer. It's like
you don't have time to get back into a routine.
I'm gonna be in a routine for like 2 days, and then I'm going back to Georgia for the weekend, which will be fun. But then it's like I'm gonna get back in a routine for like a couple of days, and I'm gonna be like, okay, now I gotta like be chill with all my college friends and like. But it'll be fun. It's like a little midsummer reunion.
It's so fun.
I'm staying with my boyfriend. I'm staying with my best friend Delaney, and then I'm staying in Athens. So it's gonna be like a world tour.
Georgia tour.
Georgia tour. I'm really, really
that's
excited.
That's so fun.
Though. But so that's
you're
also
having a busy summer. We're going over all the weeks. I was like, so what are you like? Yeah.
Yeah. I go. That's so true. Wow. Yeah. I go to Georgia, and then I am back for a couple of days. Then I go to Illinois for our family reunion. But that's like super relaxing. And then I come back for like a day or two, and then go to New York for my internship. Back for a day. Go to Mexico. Back for a week. College season. Yeah. But anyways, what's your highlight?
Oh, let me have a reference on the phone.
She's forgetting what she's happy about.
I don't have any happiness. Guys, money.
So you guys know me and Delaney use our Gwyneth and Becky voice as well. I gave Brooke one. It's Bonnie. Actually, you made it up.
Yeah.
Bonnie.
Yeah, because it needed to be with a B.
Yeah.
Okay, so my high is obviously just the trip in general. I cannot be more thankful for the experience going EF. Like, just out of words, seeing the country. The water was the most beautiful I had ever seen. I felt like I was in a pool. I said that to Danielle.
At one point,
I was like,
Disney pool.
I was like, this is clearer than my pool at home. Like, how is this possible?
No fish.
No, we love that. No fish. I do get the spooks from the fish. Brooke gets
the spooks from little minnows, guys. Like, she had to get out of the
water. Yeah, we were like playing around, and then all of a sudden I looked down, I saw one. I was like, oh, that's kind of weird. And then I was like, they're surrounded a school of minnows.
La escuela, they're fishy.
And I like, oh, Danielle, watch me run out of the water.
I couldn't believe it.
Not my vibe.
That
was
so funny.
Yeah. But overall, just an amazing trip. Amazing new friends, too. Like,
such good friends.
Yeah, such a perk of group travel, I would say. I mean, everyone went around in our circles, like, after at the end of the trip, and they're like, I really, like, want to stay connected with all of you guys. And it honestly is true. Obviously, like, we won't stay connected with, you know, all 40 people that went on the trip just because that's unreasonable. But overall, the group got along so well. And we definitely had our own little squad. And
shout out to Ariana and Gabriella. I know they're listening to this episode.
Oh my God, so we love you guys.
They're great podcast listeners now. So thanks, guys. Yeah. But yeah, that's my highlight too. Just going on this trip. I can speak for both of us. Like, we're so thankful that we got to go on a trip like that. Like, every day we'd be like, wow, like, we're in Greece.
Right, I know.
Like, just so thankful to be surrounded by such good people. We had an amazing tour director that just took us everywhere we needed to see, needed to go. Just so much fun, and I'm just so thankful, and we just made such good friends. Like, I have plans to meet up with our friends from New York that we met on the trip when I'm there, so.
And I'll probably see, I doubt she's, Day is listening to this, but I'll probably see her in Boston. Yeah. Like, so cool, so. Just a very, like, very good trip, I would say. Yeah, that's the best way that I could phrase it. I really liked working with EF overall, doing the trip them. We've been getting overwhelmed with messages of, like, not is it legit, but like, would you really recommend going on a trip with EF? And I can 100% say with confidence, I would entirely recommend.
Yeah, and it's great because EF Ultimate Break is for people, I believe, ages 18 to 29. So it's like people your age. So they have fun stuff planned. Like one night, like our tour director rented like a table at a club for us. Like, yes, that's hype.
It's very much so fun.
It's not all informative and educational. Like, it is.
Exactly. It's not all that. It's like, it's a great mix. You get to see the country and really experience the culture and the history and stuff, but then you get to have fun too. Going alone is not weird. We're not being paid to say this. This is entirely our own thoughts. Like, we're not required to say this by any means. This is just our, I don't know. I totally understand, because if you're going to spend that much money on a trip, you obviously want to make sure that it's like legitimate and like a worthy investment. And I'm such a big fan of spending your money on experiences and not objects. Of course, I still like to splurge and buy myself nice things, but I think that experiences speak volumes, and they just, like, it's so important to get out and see the world. So if you're like thinking, you know, post-grad, like, maybe should you, you know, spend your money on a trip or something, or maybe you're just thinking ahead to, you know, next year or whatever it may be, I think it's totally worth looking into. Not just the Greece trip, but they offer a variety of, like, I mean, you did last summer.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, I don't know. I love EF.
We love them. I know. I'm like, wow, we've really talked about them a lot.
I know. I know. It seems like it's like a lot, but I just wanted to say thank you again.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Next. Another trip?
Please.
Let's go next. Wow. Well, so on the plane, we wrote down a ton of things. We wish we brought things that we did bring that were helpful. Just like a ton of random things. But before I get into that, I wanted to talk to you guys about the Real Reel, because someone brought it up to me on our trip, and I was like, oh yeah, let me actually tell you about it. I've talked about it. This girl was like thinking about buying like a Prada bag or something, I don't even know, and she was like, it looks so cute.
It was something that's not available in the store anymore, because it was like limited edition, right?
It was a Gucci. Yes. It was a Gucci bag, and she found it on the Real Reel, and she was like, I think I'm gonna do it. Like, is it legitimate? I said, oh yes. So basically, the Real Reel is the leading reseller of authenticated luxury from top designers. With the Real Reel, you can shop from designers like Louis Vuitton, Gucci, Rolex, Cartier, and hundreds more at up to 90% off retail. That's kind of crazy. So there's new arrivals come in daily, and every single item is authenticated by the Real Reel's team of experts. And that's what I told my friend Gabriella. So definitely listen to that. So in fact, the Real Reel employs over 100 brand authenticators, gemologists, horologists, and art curators from around the globe who inspect thousands of items each day to ensure that every item is 100% authentic. So now you can shop and consign women's and men's luxury, as well as fine jewelry, watches, art, and home online or in store. You can visit one of their stores in Soho or West Hollywood. Those are two of like their original stores. I've been to both of them. Or their newest location at 870 Madison Avenue in New York.
You gotta hit that up.
I was gonna say.
Yeah.
most likely going to do that. So, also, in-store customers receive an automatic $25 off at checkout. I love the RealReal. I've told you guys this before. I got a pair of Golden Goose sneakers and a Louis Vuitton duffel, which was hype. Two items I've been wanting to try for a while, but didn't want to spend the whole price tag. So, what are you waiting for? Shop in-store, online, or download the app and get 20% off select items with the promo code REAL. That's therealreal.com, promo code REAL for 20% off select items. Yay!
Keeping it real.
Keeping it real with the RealReal.
Yeah. So, we're talking travel essentials. We're talking tips, things we wish we knew, things that we do when we travel, and things that we've kind of picked up along the way of international travel. This was a very much so gals on the go heavy trip. There was a lot of moving around. Every 2 days we were in a new place.
Yeah, that was... Yeah. You have to adjust to that. You have to, like, bring things to prepare for that, for sure.
Exactly. And just be on your grind, so...
Be on your grind. It's fun. We were saying, though, like, when you go to Europe, it's, like, it's a vacation, but it's a different kind of vacation. It's not chill vacation.
It's not a, we're going to the beach, like, Bahamas, I'm sitting on a beach and reading a book and drinking a cocktail vacation. It's a...
Like, you do that. But, like, for a couple hours, then you shower and do your next thing.
Exactly, exactly. It's definitely more of a sightseeing sort of deal. So this is, like, I guess kind of tailored to a European vacation, or at least
international
travel in the sense of, like, you got an agenda.
Yeah, you got an agenda. And also just, like, self-care and, like, making sure... We were talking to our friends that we made on the trip, and it's... They were saying, like, how they try to infuse, like, one or two things of their daily routine from home on a trip. And I was like, that's honestly kind of smart.
I love it. We went to their room and their little bedsides.
Oh,
yeah.
My gosh. They're... Okay. We're going to talk about them a lot because, literally, guys, if we didn't have these two girls on the trip with us, not only would we not have laughed as hard, but we wouldn't have, like, had all the accoutrements that we needed. I say this so specifically. I just think this is the funniest thing. We're literally at the beach club in the day. Someone stepped on my toe. My toe started bleeding. Gabriella ran to her purse in the daytime with a drink in her hand and got me a Band-Aid.
Yeah, that was, like, incredible.
She had that with her.
It was amazing. They always had everything on them. Like, it was like the plug of gum, snacks. Oh, we were never hangry because they always had snacks. just everything and anything. So let's just... I have a list of just, like, essentials. How did you
I just
organize
listed
your
it
tips?
No specific order. I guess we could start with plane. Do you want to do plane?
Yeah.
Like, on the way there. I think we both could agree eye masks were the move. Brooke in specific was like, wow, this is a whole new world.
I have never done this before. Because I find them massively inconvenient. I toss and turn at night. They fall off, which is so true. But them on an airplane is a totally different experience. If you're planning to sleep, I'm pretty good sleeping on airplanes. I know some people are like, I can never sleep on them. If I'm tired, I'm tired.
I'm
also
so jealous.
Pop two Ollie sleep gummies.
Pop an Ollie.
The heck? Pop an Ollie, I'm sweating.
Pop an Ollie, I'm sweating.
Actually, though, so Ollie sleep gummies are another essential of mine. They have, like, melatonin, but they have other stuff too. And for some reason, my body tends to freak out on regular melatonin, but on Ollie, like, or I get, like, weird, like, nightmares and don't sleep well, but on the Ollie ones, because I think they have other ingredients too besides melatonin. This is, like, at least what I've come to the conclusion. I sleep really well on them. That's a hack.
That's a hack. So we took them last night and I got great sleep.
Yeah.
So that's a hack.
That's a hack.
And they taste really good. And Brooke has the Radiant Sleep ones from Sephora.
Oh, they're really good.
She thinks they taste better than the regular Ollie sleep
ones. But you can get the regular ones at, like, CVS, Target, anywhere. So pop some Ollies, go to sleep. And
the eye mask. Because the plane, they keep, usually if it's, like, an overnight flight, they'll turn the lights off for the most part. But when they serve the food, or sometimes they turn the lights on, like, every
randomly,
hour or two.
Yeah.
And you just don't want to be awoken.
No. And I slept through the entire flight on the way there. Okay.
Which is what you're supposed to do.
Yeah.
Good.
It was like a red eye? Yeah, that's what.
I guess it was. It's 6 hours ahead there, so when we landed, it was the next day. So we should have had a good night's sleep, technically, even though we left the day before.
I also don't use a travel pillow, which Danielle was, like, shook.
That is on my essentials list, a neck pillow. Oh, my gosh. I can't. Like, Brooke was like, I just use the little flaps that you can fold. They don't stay folded for me.
On some airplanes, most of them, they have these little flaps right by where your head is. A lot of people don't know this exists.
I know about it.
Okay, some people don't know. I forget. I was on an airplane recently and I didn't. Someone was like, what? Yeah. So you flop them, like, in, and basically your head then is, like, secure because they're, like, kind of, like, bendable. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I just lean on that and sleep. But I didn't realize that international travel, like, it's like a cult thing. Like, everyone has a neck pillow.
Yeah, Brooke felt left out.
On the way back, I was walking around and I was like, everyone has one. So we tried to buy one at the Athens airport. I was like, I'll invest in $20
neck pillow. She was ready to buy the neck pillow.
We searched the entire terminal, every store. They simply didn't have one. They didn't even have an inflatable one.
Have t-shirts. They didn't have anything.
Yeah, that was weird.
It was very weird. But it was like a nice airport. Like, they had like a Salvatore Ferragamo.
Yeah.
They didn't have like a tourist shop.
Salvatore.
I just remember that one in particular. I was going to say Gucci, but there just wasn't a Gucci.
No, they have like, do you notice how every airport, they don't always have like designer stores, but they always have like random like makeup, like skincare, uh-huh, stuff like that. I'm like, I just don't, my brain when I travel, like, I'm not like, oh, I'm going to purchase some luxury makeup. Like,
yeah, I'm like, it's going to like break in my bag or yeah, something. Like, I don't think about it.
Duty free.
I know. We were like, let's like do some shopping. And then there was just nothing we wanted to do. So yeah, neck pillow, eye mask. That's like the perfect, in a perfect world, when I sit down on the plane,
mm-hmm,
if I'm gonna, I think I got like 3 hours of sleep maybe on our way there, but I need eye mask, I need neck pillow, I need headphones or AirPods, and a blanket that they usually
you provide. Gotta also, Danielle kept me on my grind with this, you gotta stay hydrated.
Yes, drink so much water.
I drank 2 water bottles on the way back, and that was really good. I find my skin gets really crappy on airplanes.
Just, I don't know how to avoid it.
Yeah, it's not even the skin, though. It's just general hydration. Like, you feel so gross if you land and you didn't drink, like, a lick of water. So make sure you stay hydrated.
A lick of water.
They're always offering. I find that they walk up and down. They give you a water bottle.
We are always fed and hydrated.
Yeah, and that we, you know, this is, like basic economy that we flew on the way back, and they're constantly giving you water. Every time they offer you a drink, just drink water, honestly.
Yeah, just get water.
And honestly, get up and walk around.
Yeah,
that's the big thing. I know for health purposes it's really important to do that. So if you're gonna sleep, like, sleep, of course, but then try to wake up, move your body. Danielle's a big stretcher.
Yeah, I will, because I always have to pee. And so Brooke was making fun of me before we got on the plane. I was like legit doing a full yoga routine, like stretching, because
it was crazy.
I was just nervous. Like, you're sitting in a funky situation. I don't know.
No, you always hear like bad stories about like airplanes and stuff. I'm like, I don't know. Like, because it causes like blood clots and stuff, I always hear.
No, it does. Yeah. Like, I could feel on the way there, my legs were feeling
They get like stiff. Yeah. I know. And I had the guy next to me that wasn't moving. So yeah. I'm a big fan of an aisle seat on an international flight.
Honestly. We were in a 2-person on the way back, so it was nice. So, like, if I had to be only, Brooke had to get up. But it's probably ideal to be on the aisle, especially if you're staying hydrated.
Because then bathroom. Yeah. Uh-huh. Honestly, just keep it moving, hydrating. The eye mask thing really changed me. We actually used the eye masks too in a few hotels because it was bright. We had like a window situation. Oh my God.
A window situation. Yeah, one night we slept with the windows open.
No, it was the balcony door. It wasn't the window, ma'am. It was the entire balcony door.
Yeah. Oh, one more plane essential is what I'm wearing right now. These are the Sony. I was going to tell you guys the exact name because I'm obsessed. These headphones are like noise canceling and they were just amazing on the flight. Of course, I can't. It's the Sony WX something. Hold, please. Okay, maybe not. Maybe you guys aren't getting the full name.
Well, whatever they are, they have an app and stuff. Danielle's like, honestly, you've sold me. I think I need to do it because these little guys aren't cutting it anymore.
Yeah, no, they're definitely awesome, and I just really, really suggest them because I hate, like, there's literally, like, a white noise on airplanes, I swear.
There is.
It's annoying.
I went on Spotify, though, because I was trying to find a little sleep playlist and before the flight, and there's, like, white noise, airplane noise that I think people fall asleep to. Like, people like it.
Oh, I mean, yeah.
Because it's very, it's like, it's just you, yeah, like, the engine,
To each his own, I suppose.
I think I prefer to sleep in silence than with anything,
though. I think I prefer to sleep in silence as well. We have so much in common.
Oh, my God.
It was funny, though. Brooke and I were, like, on the same routine yesterday. We'd be like, okay, should we get coffee or should we get water? Like, are we going to grind the rest of the flight or what?
We did, like, a caffeine nap the first one, actually.
Yeah, that was great. We both napped, like, the same amount of time. It was kind of crazy.
And we really just grind it. That was a really good flight on the way back. Big fan. Okay, should we talk about bags, like, bag situation for, like, the travel, like, the carry-on situation? This is a big tip, and I think I don't know about you, but I feel like I finally, like, found what I like when I travel in terms of, like, the bag situation.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, if we use a drum roll, please. It's a really big reveal, you guys. We use a backpack and a crossbody. Yes. That's what we did the whole time. So we both had our little crossbodies with wallet, passport, phone, gum, vlog camera, AirPods. Gum. Yeah. Wireless earphones and all of the stuff that you want to have really handy. Everything else goes in the backpack, like the laptop. I brought a notebook. Did you bring any sort of...
I didn't.
I didn't. I used it only once, but I guess that was kind of a waste. Books. You did read.
I did read.
What else? Anything heavier? A sweatshirt. We brought shorts to change into on the first flight.
That was a move because it was hot when we landed in Greece. Deodorant. Yeah. I brought deodorant. We brought toothpaste.
I brought like my Summer Fridays jet lag mask.
Yeah. Advil.
Yes.
Any sort of simple like
lip balms, all that stuff. Yeah. So basically you keep the essentials, the stuff you are like, I don't want you to touch me, like with, you know, in the crossbody, the essentials, and then the backpack has everything else.
Yeah. And I've been doing that for like the last year and it's just like the best. Like I almost used a tote for this one and then Brooke was like, I'm going to do the backpack and crossbody. I'm like, why wouldn't I do that? That's what I've been doing.
And the tote weighs you down. It's cute for a quick flight, but like when you're a gal on the go, like big travel day. Yeah.
Because like a lot of the hotels we stayed at, you had to carry your suitcase up a ton of stairs and like to have your
tote
slinging around. And when you put it under the seat, like you don't want anything falling out.
Mm-hmm. I really like Danielle brought her like backpack that she designed. I really do love that backpack though. It's a great backpack for travel.
It's perfect. It's the perfect little size.
So I think that's definitely the way to do it. Also, just a crossbody in Europe, and not Europe, but like any place that you're traveling in general, a must.
We're both just crossbody users. Like I really only purchase crossbody bags. Yeah, these days.
I feel that, and I think that it's so important when you're traveling to keep a crossbody because there are pickpocketers and like things happen. Yes. So be really secure, like safe in your environment and stuff, and like be aware. I think that's a big
hashtag aware.
We love an aware girl.
Aware.
But speaking of travel, we could talk a little bit about being home and being in your cute, cozy, humble abode. So have you guys ever thought about the fact that where you choose to live directly impacts the you become? Apartments.com has the most listings, which means you have the most apartments, townhomes, condos, and houses to choose from to unlock your full potential and become the best version of yourself. You're in control of your rental future, not to mention they have custom search tools. So if you're looking for something specific, we love specifics, like pet friendly, commute friendly, sit on my couch and watch reruns because I have the place all to myself friendly, you'll find it. But wait, there's more. With apartments.com, what you see is what you rent. They comb through their listings to make sure all the information is verified and up to date. That way you're not wasting your sweet, sweet time. They make hunting for a new place process a breeze. So send subpar rental search sites packing and visit apartments.com to find your perfect place. Apartments.com. Change your apartment, change the world.
Woo!
I'm a big fan of apartments.com too. You guys
know. And
you're
moving in on Thursday.
I know.
Guys, her apartment is huge.
It's like, so big.
I'm so excited for you. You're gonna have so much room to decorate.
Yeah, I was supposed to. This is another sidebar. I was supposed to be in a studio apartment, and then.
Oh yeah, that was your low light last week. You have it to was. Update everybody. You need to do it.
Okay. A little update. I was supposed to be in a studio apartment. Never got to see it. Finally got the photos. The windows were, so the big thing that drew me to this apartment building is the floor to ceiling windows. I was like, I love it. I'm obsessed. Like literally it's so, I know that's so sad to some people. They're like, Brooke, are you serious? But honestly, it's what sold me. So then, I was pissed when I realized that they weren't exactly what I wanted. Another unit became available in the building for just a little bit more a month. That's a one bedroom and not a studio. And it's so much bigger, has the floor to ceiling windows. And I'm just really excited about it. And yeah, I'm doing it. I mean, I think it's worth it for the little upgrade. It's huge just for one gal. So hopefully I have friends that will come over and enjoy the space with me because that will be lit. So
I'll be there. Yeah, I'll enjoy the space will be. With you.
Oh, yeah. Danielle saw, like, we're starting to, like, collect all my furniture in my house at home. And Danielle's,
oh my gosh, soliciting I'm obsessed.
So follow on Insta for the live move-in updates.
Yeah, she's already been doing move-in updates and she hasn't even moved in. I love it.
Yeah.
Like, little peeks of her apartment.
Well, also, everyone should just follow our Instagrams to see the trip, too.
Yeah, and subscribe to us on YouTube if you don't.
Oh, the vlogs, yeah.
Yeah, I already have one Greece vlog up, so definitely go check that out.
By the time this pod is going live, we'll have a lot of them up, probably.
You think? I mean, it's Monday.
It's Monday.
Oh, you've got some...
I mean, I gotta be consecutive with the uploads.
I understand.
I got content, baby, content.
One thing... back to essentials and stuff. One thing that I really wish I brought that I always do, and I don't know what I was thinking, was snacks. I think you could agree. Ariana and Gabriella had so many bars and...
I was about to grab bars when I was leaving my house. Then I was like, nah, we're going to be eating all the time. Ooh. I'm dumb.
We had so many times where we were just so hungry, because that is the one thing with group travel, like, it's a specific schedule.
You don't get to, like, if you're hungry, you don't get to be like, I'm hungry, like, I'm gonna go sit and eat. Like, it's like, no, you have to stick with the group.
Yeah.
And we do take plenty of breaks for eating and
but
stuff.
But there's not really fast food where you can just run and grab something really
it's
fast.
It's not. It's like,
you're doing... unless you get a croissant.
Or, like, a can of Pringles. Pringles!
Guys, Pringles are huge in Greece, we are learning. Like, huge.
Yeah. They had a stand, like, every, like, little market or whatever they had Pringles. Danielle and I consumed a lot.
I, like, want Pringles right now. Me too. I'm saying that. Like,
stop. We don't need them.
We can't.
We don't need them.
No, they were perfect, because we just put them in one of the bottle holders of our backpack.
So great.
It was, like, great for the ferry rides. They go fast, though.
Yeah. We should have brought snacks. So, Ariana and Gabrielle brought, like, turkey jerky. That was good for me. Lara bars. They always bought bananas, which was a good strategy.
We'd, like, find a local market,
buy some fresh bananas. You're a big banana gal too.
I am. I had one last night. I kind of wish I brought my complete cookies, because I love those. So that would
bring your favorite protein bar for sure. Yeah, like any sort of.
The reason I didn't bring snacks is because I thought that, like, it was, like, not allowed to bring food to other countries. I really don't know what I was thinking.
Yeah, I could see what you're saying. I just was like, no, we'll be eating a lot. Like, I don't need to be snacking in addition to eating. But there were definitely times when it was like, we were just like, we simply didn't have time to eat.
Yeah. I also wish I brought hot tea bags. I mean, it worked out because Gabriella. But sometimes hot tea is really good. Especially, honestly, if you're having trouble with digestion or whatever it may be. Or you just kind of need to calm down after a long day, or to wake yourself up before you have coffee. Like, you can usually always get hot water. Your hotel room's either going to have it.
They had them. Or the kettles.
Yeah, they have a lot of kettles. So just bring your own hot tea bags if you're into that. Or, like, instant coffee if you want. Just so you always know that you have your own little essentials. Like, it was just like... I think hard for both of us to, like, when we didn't know that we had food with us. Like, that's what sucked. Like, not even knowing, oh, I have a bar in my bag. Just because it, like...
Or, does the place tomorrow morning have coffee? Like, things of that, like, you know, does our hotel offer coffee? Whatever it was.
Yeah, for sure.
So, I think just knowing that you have it is such a more, like, secure feeling. Even if you only use, you know, one tea bag the whole trip, it's like, okay, like, you might have to, like,
Yeah, that's so true. Another thing, I used a couple sheet masks on the trip. Our skin went in fluctuations.
Yeah, it was highlights and lowlights for the skin. Highlights and lowlights for the skin.
Face positivity.
Oh.
Guys, someone commented on Brooke's photo, like, love your face positivity. And we're like, what does that
mean? It was, you've been glowing, like, you're showing a lot of body/face positivity. Which, obviously, we know body positivity is, it's like, you know, showing your body and whatever. But I'm just confused. If someone can clarify the definition of face positivity, does that mean, like, because, you know, when you say body positivity, it's like, damn, girl, like, you're working how you look. Like, it doesn't matter what society says about you. So what does that mean? Does that mean that, like, society says something about
Yeah, like, I really don't know.
I was so confused. We got a good laugh out of that.
We got so many good laughs. Like, we did. Of, like, new inside jokes we have.
We did. We've been doing this thing where we, like, will say a word. Like, I'll be like, I need coffee. Coffee. Like, I don't know why. Why do we say that?
It's really fun, though. Fun.
Fun. Good time. Good time.
I don't know why. That would be so funny. I think it started from when we'd be like, Big Brother.
Big Brother.
So many great Big Brother figures on the trip.
Oh, we should tell the story of when everybody figured out about our YouTube channel.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, guys, update. The cat is out of the bag. Everyone found out about our YouTube.
It was on the bus. Our good pal... stood up.
Silent.
It was actually, it's kind of crazy, like, how it all happened, because, like, you know, we're vlogging the whole trip, you guys. Like, we had our vlog.
We were being so obvious, and we didn't really talk to
No, but we were doing montages, and everyone else, you know, they take pictures on their phone, but we have these very specific, you know, our G7X, our vlog cameras, and, like, no one said anything about it. And then we are, like, on day 6 or 7 on a bus ride back to the hotel, and one of our friends is like, oh my god, Brooke, I didn't know you were a YouTuber. And I was like, what? Like, I was in such shock. And
guys, I immediately put my head down, pretended like I was napping. Immediately.
Leans on the window, pretends she's sleeping. I was like, Danielle, you're really doing this to me, aren't you? I texted her right away because we were in different aisles. I was like, Danielle, really? You're doing this to me? And she found out because she posted a video, I guess, of all of us dancing, like, on a boat or something. And then someone messaged her and was like, I'm subscribed to that girl on YouTube, so...
And then I was, like, texting Brooke, like, haha, she didn't figure out me.
And then 2 seconds later.
2 seconds later. Oh, Danielle, you do it, too. And then everyone was super cool about it, though, truly. Which I didn't think they weren't going to be. It's just,
No, then you get the people that
but
are
we had
like,
already established
you're
friendships.
A real celebrity.
Like, wow, you're like famous. No, like, what do you say to that? Like, no, I'm really
no, I'm not.
Like, because yeah. We're not like, I think famous is something else. I think yes, we have influence.
We met a lot of subscribers on the trip.
So many, like at the airport, literally in random side streets of Athens.
People local to Greece and people also traveling, studying abroad
at the Parthenon.
Oh, that was dope.
A lot of people were studying abroad. That's true.
It was cool. Very, our demo.
Our demo was very cool. As for suitcases, last year when I did an EF trip, it was the same amount of time I brought a carry-on. And I did the whole, like...
Not gonna lie, I think I packed very well for the trip.
You packed very
However, well. My suitcase was definitely big.
No, it's a nuisance.
Especially the one place where we had to carry it up and down the stairs. Ugh, brutal. That was rough brutal. Season. So if you're doing this trip, I would recommend to pack as light as possible. Even though, obviously, you want to look cute and, like... But you can share clothes.
It's hard. I have to say, I'm not saying to do a carry-on because I don't regret not doing a carry-on.
I would
but
agree. Yeah.
Just still pack light, you know, because you are going to buy stuff. Because usually I know you did and it was fine, but I usually use like the hard suitcases. But this time I use my mom's like not so cute stretchy suitcase.
Yeah.
And it was really forgiving, which was nice. Because on the trips like this, you're packing and unpacking, like literally I think 5 or 6 times.
And your stuff is just progressively getting dirtier and dirtier. So it's like...
Yeah. It's not like we were buying anything more. It's
yeah.
Just...
We didn't do laundry. I guess you could have technically done laundry. Some
I
people...
would have liked to, but...
Yeah. Well, can you do time. It like... You can do it like in your sink if you get the pods and stuff, can't you? Or like in your bathtub, people do that. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. But yeah, stuff like that for sure.
Yeah, I would say just think about it. You know, if it's something that you can't handle yourself. I'm a big fan, Danielle didn't have it this trip, of the 4-way rolling suitcase. It really makes a difference.
Yeah, that was...
You know what I'm talking about?
Miss.
Where the wheels go in every direction, because then you can, you know, pull it, you can push it, you... Like, it just goes, it's very easy, especially in the...
Pull it, push it, pull bop it, it.
Push it, bop it, squeeze it. Yeah. The streets are also very rocky, so it's kind of nice being able to adapt it, like, a bunch of different ways for whatever.
Yeah, that type.
They were very bumpy streets. Oh, comfortable shoes, big one.
Yes.
I didn't even write that down, but...
Yeah.
A lot of walking.
I don't regret bringing my wedges.
No, though. No, no.
Like,
but
that was necessary to feel pretty every now and then. But we did
a
lot of sneakers and dresses situations.
And there is some days, like if your tour director is like, this is like a, like you're not getting back until 9 o'clock, you know, like you're out all day, please think about it. Wear some sneakers.
Yeah, I say definitely just bring like a cute pair of platforms that you can walk in all day, because those are possible. I have a pair from Steve Madden. I love a pair of sneakers and a cute pair of like sandals that can be for the mm-hmm. pool beach that can get like wet.
Yeah,
and then
that's
you're fine.
A good plan. Yeah,
yeah, that would have been ideal.
Other little things that I wish I did. I wish I brought cuter travel outfits.
Yeah, I could agree.
There was a lot for this trip. There was a lot of day travels, and the day travels, it was kind of like, okay, we're going to go on the ferry and then we're going to go back to the hotel and you only have 30 minutes. So I kind of wish that I better prepared for that and like wore a cuter outfit like on the ferry and I could just, you know, then get ready and go.
Yeah. Like
if that makes sense.
No, yeah. I did that one day and it was like the best thing I ever did, and I wish I did it for all of them. Also on that note, with the ferry rides, with lots of traveling, lots of idle time when you're with a group. We wish we brought card games.
Or any sort of, like, we were doing riddles.
Oh,
yeah.
The riddles were a hit, though.
They
we did
were.
One time at the group
oh,
dinner.
Yeah.
Everyone was so into it.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my gosh. It was fun. And people are, like, so smart, and they were like, am I, like, okay? You
know,
trying
no,
to figure
I know.
Them
it took
out.
Me, like, 20
yeah.
minutes to figure it out, and they figured it out in, like, 2 minutes. I was like, okay. But, yeah, we wish we brought, like, Uno or even just a deck of cards. Because, I don't know, it's fun, and I don't know.
It is fun. It's very social, games. Too. It's very like, hey, come join our card game.
Card game. That was definitely a big miss. Because I remember when my family went to Europe, we brought a deck of cards and it was hype. Even if you have like a layover or...
It's so true. Or I know that they do like portable travel games. I've seen them like at Target and stuff.
Yeah.
And honestly, like I'm into games. So like that's my
no,
bad.
I'm into
but,
games too.
Yeah, I like games. Or even something on your phone maybe. Like I know that they have like phone games like trivia and stuff.
Monkey Ball.
But heads up.
Heads up. We never
played
that.
We should have played Heads Up. That would have been fun.
That game can get funny as heck. Ellen yeah, invented it, so you know it's funny.
Portable charger.
We use those a lot.
And bring the reusable charger for it. When you're a gal on the go, you never know when your phone's going to die. And it just sucks because not only for communication purposes, even if you're not buying the data or whatever, taking photos and stuff, like it's so important to capture the memories. So you always want to have a charge phone.
God forbid, get lost. Yes. Or something, like, it would just feel good to know your phone's alive and well.
I agree. And it's not that hard, I guess, to buy chargers there because everyone uses the same USB, but just having the portable, you feel...
Pre-charge it before you leave. Yeah, you just... It, the same thing as, like, having a granola bar. It just... Like, I would bring it with me and I didn't use it, but just knowing I had it, like, felt so good. And, like, I really wasn't on my phone, like, all the time.
Yeah.
But it definitely was nice. What was I going to say on top
of that? I always bring, like, a good wire for it and, you know, have it just all ready to go.
Yeah.
I was always borrowing Danielle's wires.
And the data plan in specific, I really do suggest. What Brooke and I both have Verizon, so we did this. It's the travel day pass, so it's $10 a day. I guess you do have to, like, go on My Verizon or you can call them and just say that you want to do it. But basically, when you land, you just say, okay, let's do this. And it's $10 a day for great data. Every few days, I, like, needed to, like, repurchase it. But, yeah, highly suggest because it is nice to have data there. The people that went and decided to just do Wi-Fi, like, I think some of them ended up doing the travel pass at the end. Because it's just, you want to unplug, but there's just so many things to worry about and you want to have data.
I would agree. And things happen. I was, like, getting phone calls and stuff. I mean, I had to deal with, like, my apartment stuff at one point. I remember we were at the club. We were literally at the club, and I was like, gotta run. Do you remember me running out? I don't know if you were around, but I, like...
No, but
like,
afterwards, I remember.
I sprinted out of there. Everyone was like, where is she going?
Gotta take a call from my apartment complex. Okay. No biggie.
Yeah, seriously.
Also, on that note, we were just talking about Brooke's apartment. I wanted to talk to you guys briefly one more time about Apartments.com. They are the number one rental search site with the most listings of apartments, condos, townhomes, and houses. And Apartments.com has the cutting-edge search tools to help you find your perfect place with ease. Apartments.com verifies all of their listings, which means they work to keep all information and pricing up to date so you're not wasting your time. So if you guys want to visit Apartments.com to find your next place to rent, change your apartment, and change the world. I can't even lie. I go on Apartments.com when I'm just like, I get this like wanderlust moods and I'll just go on there and be like, let me just look at a loft in New York City. Like, let me just do that. And I really do. It's just like, it's fun.
That's like Ariana told me. She has a spreadsheet of all of the cities.
She does. I don't do that. But
no, it's so fun. That's so fun. I like that.
It's fun to do. So I do suggest. I'm obviously like just like in college right now, but I've already started using Apartments.com just because it's fun and it's an easy platform to kind of look through and it's great. So.
I think it's cool. So check it out. Big fan of Apartments.com. Big fan!
So we're always thankful for our sponsors. But one term that we learned on this trip that Brooke and I have been utilizing like crazy is, on the count of three. One, two, three.
Silent friendship time.
We used to call it, Brooke used to call it like, I'm going to plug in. Like, we'd be like,
I've been doing this for years.
Plane.
Yes.
That's your thing.
When we're sitting on a plane, when we're anytime, it's mostly when we travel together because I'll just be like, you know, we've been talking for a long time. I have nothing really else to say. I'm just going to go ahead and plug in. But like, it was great chatting. And I'd plug in my earphones, or it doesn't even have to be physically plugging in. I think that's what we've realized. It doesn't have to be earphones. It could just be like looking out the window. Like, I just want to be alone right now.
Yeah, because it's okay to like be with a friend and like be silent. That's when you know it's like a good friend.
I agree. You don't always have to be talking.
No, you don't. You don't.
Especially when you're together for so many, like, for so long. It's like, you can't have a conversation for that long. How could you?
I mean, some people can. I'm, like, amazed, honestly. After that trip, I'm like, wow, how do people talk for that long?
Well, you were amazed at me.
I was amazed at you. I mean, I'd be, like, little... I was telling Brooke, like, she knows, but I'm, like, very... Well, you are, too, but...
Towards the end, I was getting, like...
You were done. Yeah. But I, like, halfway through the trip, I'm a very introverted extrovert. Like, I could only be so outgoing for so long, so consecutively.
Yeah.
So, like, there'd be mornings that, like, Brooke would be doing all the talking for the both of us, and I'd be like, yeah. Like, I don't know. I just get so tired.
We went through moods. We went through moods, for sure. But silent friendship time is different. So, it's just basically, like, you can be together and, like, turn to your friends and be like, hey, can we just, like, be silent for a little bit? And, like, ponder your thoughts. Like, be in your thoughts. You don't even have to be doing any action. A lot of people were reading on the trip, though.
Yeah.
We had a lot of readers. Physically plugging in.
Yeah, basically, like, you can come sit in this room with me or sit on the couch with me, but can we just, like,
we could just be in silence? We don't have to chat. We could just be. Yeah,
and, like, it's okay. I'm okay with it. It's not awkward. Like, and a girl on the trip showed us or taught us that term because we were talking
about
it.
I love it.
We just didn't have a name necessarily.
I think it's so healthy. Like, you don't have to always be talking to maintain a friendship. Like, that is absolutely not true, especially when you're with the same people for that. No. Absolutely not.
We had an hour of silent friendship time this morning, and I think it was really good for us. It ended up being silent hustle time.
It was silent productive time,
But, like, hustle, just knowing that she was over there, I was like, aw.
Oh, it was cute. Yeah, I know. My mom came into my room. She was like,
so confused. She's like, why aren't you guys speaking?
Because we were sitting on opposite sides.
We were. That wasn't intentional. That just happened.
No. We were both just being productive. Some more tips. We have converters.
Yes.
Danielle and I have different converter preferences.
Yeah, so you can say yours.
Travel adapters. Whatever you call them.
They have different outlets.
In other countries. I have this one from Tumi that my parents got me for Christmas several years ago. And I really like it because it has a million different countries in one, basically. It's like 100-something countries.
Wow.
So it's really nice because you don't have to keep repurchasing. If you travel to a new place, it's not like I have to buy a new one. It's just something that I have. And it's like you just push out the little, you know, multiple country ones. I know they have a million on Amazon, so check them out. But Danielle's was the plug.
It was literally the
because
plug.
They don't have as many outlets there.
No. Guys, like, I just don't even know. Yeah, mine was great. I got it off of Amazon, like, it was one of those, like, Amazon Basics or whatever. And you plug it in, and it has an outlet, like, one plug, and then two USBs, which was great. So I could, like, be flat ironing my hair while both of our phones were charging, uh-huh. Which was nice. We had to use it sometimes because there's only so many outlets in ideal locations. They had outlets, like, next to the door when you walk in. So, like, my phone would just be, like, hanging. Like, I don't even know what they were thinking.
Yeah, it was definitely Europe isn't – it's not the same.
It's not the same. There's differences.
It's differences. Cool to experience different cultures. Oh, I love it. Yeah. So lucky that we get to do that. And then also scrunchies.
Yeah, hair ties.
I was a big scrunchie gal this trip.
You would put your hair up when you
ate.
Yeah, every time we windy. Ate, Brooke's hair would be up. It was so cute. It was like, oh, Brooke's ready to eat.
Oh, I was taking it seriously. No, also it was so hot that I just wanted the hair out of my face. And yeah. I normally don't do my hair up, but in this case it was so sticky and not humid, but dry heat. So it was like literally the back of my hair was wet from like, you know, sweat and stuff, as gross as that is. So yeah, I got these ones at Target, but you can get them anywhere. I really want to invest in some cuter scrunchies. I know Kaylin Bristow has a line of scrunchies.
Does she? Gotta get
yeah. Yes, really she cool. does.
I like them because they don't usually make as bad of a dent in your hair.
That's, I have some. Mm-hmm. Especially when we did our hair in the morning and then we were out all day. It's like.
Yeah. I forget the name of the brand. It's not Slip. I know Slip Pillowcases has like a hair tie brand, but it's something like that where it's like supposed to be like no dent crunchies. Scrunchies. That's all on my list that I had.
I have a few other things in terms of. Payment stuff. Oh, well, the wallet thing that I did was effective. You said it was yourself.
Yeah, I wish I had done this.
I think it's great because in Europe, euros, they pay a lot with coins. And I don't think we're used to that really in America because I feel like at least I don't really carry around coins that much. Or if I do, I
don't even use cash.
Yeah, really, I usually tip them. So get a little coin purse or a coin pouch. My grandma got me this one. It's like just like a little pouch essentially, and I just put all of my euros in that. And I always really like to have cash on me in other countries, especially for tip. Danielle knows I like to
have. She's such a good tipper.
Thank you. I like to just have small bills though, just handy, because I think it's important. Or if something comes up, or if it's like, oh shoot, I want a coffee, but like they don't take card, because a lot of places they don't take card in Europe. So,
and they just are so slow with cards. Mm-hmm. One time we just left cash because we were like, I can't wait.
I know.
It's just different culture. It's different. Making fun or being mad. It's just different.
No. I think it's so important to, like I said, travel and like experience the different cultures for that reason. So, big fan of travel. We are the worst. Sunglasses, bring a lot of pairs. Yeah. Mine broke, and I was like, good thing I have a backup.
Yeah. And, like, she brought some of mine. Like, I also brought,
brought the cutest ones.
It just,
ones.
Like, changes outfits, too. And, like, it's fun and it's something new. If you care to bring that many. I just brought too many. But
especially, it was so sunny and just so bright.
Wish I brought, like, a hat.
You said that.
I was gonna buy a hat. And I just never bought a hat. But I kept wanting a hat. So, it was just dumb. Like, either, like, a nice... I really wanted to bring, like, a cool... Not fedora, but, like, a little bit bigger of a straw hat. Like, the trendy ones. Not a
fedora. I pictured you in a
picture
fedora.
Picture me. I used to have fedora.
I used to also! I was in, like, 8th grade. I definitely wore a fedora. I did. I wore a floral romper and a fedora one day. I'm stunting on them.
Yes! I would do, like, outfits of the week videos. Oh,
yeah.
God, with the fedoras. No, but, like, those nice, cool ones that bloggers wear, but I just didn't have enough room, but I think I could have used for them one of those.
Yeah. I think that could have been.
Yeah, that would have been a vibe. Oh, also, download podcasts and music.
Download.
So that if you don't have Wi-Fi or LTE's not
sometimes the Wi-Fi is not, simply not strong enough, like,
yeah.
to even, like, listen to anything. Yeah, so pre-download.
Yeah. And consistently listen to music. If you like music, music puts you in a good mood. Like, Brooke would plug in, like, on the bus ride
sometimes. I wish I brought a speaker.
Yeah, we definitely wish we brought a speaker as a group. Someone needed to bring one for the boat rides, for just, like, different things we wish we brought.
Bring sunscreen and medicine from home.
Sunscreen, yes.
Well, I think it's so important. You have to lather up. Like, some people got burnt, and they're like, I don't know why I got burnt. It's like, you didn't put on sunscreen. Like,
yeah, and you just didn't have time to go to the store to buy some.
No, bring your sunscreen. And it's, sun health is a whole nother conversation. We talked to one guy that, like, literally was like, I have already experienced skin cancer. Like, it's so real. It's so, skin health is so important.
I'd also suggest bringing baby wipes for, like, if you need to, like,
cleanse yourself
really fast. Even just to have with you, like, I know after the beach, like, you feel all gross, or, like, if you need
washing your hands a little bit, like, it's better than hand sanitizer. Wipes are good.
And hand sanitizer is so hype. Yeah. Gum. We chewed a lot of gum. Like, when we were hungry, we'd chew gum.
We were the gum plugs, too. People knew.
Oh, yeah. One time, one of the guys literally bought me a pack of gum because he kept using my gum. Borrowing.
One of her brothers.
One of my big brothers. One of the big brother figures. Shout out to you.
And...
You just get a kick out of that every time.
I do. She, at one point the whole day after we said that we did that podcast, she would just say, Big Brother, and I legit, like, couldn't stop laughing.
I have never heard
her
laugh so hard. It was a new kind of laugh. I knew it was really funny.
It was really funny to me. And, medicine. Bring everything from home. I didn't experience buying any medicine in Greece, but I just feel like it would be kind of complex. So I would say stock up with, like, I brought Advil. I brought Benadryl.
Excedrin.
Yeah.
Any of your daily medications, care of, if you want to bring in vitamins, melatonin. But yeah, that was kind of
the good stuff. You know what I've done before? I have done the care of sticks. So it's like a powder in them and you rip it open, pour it in your mouth. And like, I've done the sleep one of that.
Oh, that's cool.
And it's really cool. Yeah.
I haven't tried that.
That's a little hack. Yeah.
Very nice.
Well, I feel like we've chatted a lot about travel, and Danielle's about to travel again.
Yeah, I'm about to go to the airport. On Long Island right now is because I wanted to fly back with Brooke, and the only way I could do that is if I obviously flew to New York, and there wasn't a late enough flight.
It was a direct flight, too. That was lit.
It was direct, and it was nice, and we got to be together, and it was just good. There were no flights to Tampa after 7:30 p.m., obviously, when we landed, so... Brooke was like, you can just stay with me for the night. We can get a podcast episode, you know, record together, which is always
so
nice.
So smart, yeah.
I got to, like, hang out with her family. Her mom's seriously the cutest and, like, made us breakfast. We went and got Starbucks this morning.
I'm hungry again. I don't know if you want a snack right now.
Oh, I'm hungry. Yeah, okay. You know
snack
me.
Snack time. Snacks.
And, and then in an hour, she's taking me to the airport. I'm going to fly home. And it'll be great. It was a nice little transition.
It was.
My little layover.
Was great. Yeah.
No, best layover ever.
Thank you.
Thank you for...
I know. Everyone on the trip was like, oh, Danielle, are you not going home right now? And you're like, nah, I'm going with this girl.
Nah, I feel like these girls cannot stay away from each other.
I know,
but it's going to be a minute till we see each other. But it's fine. It doesn't feel like that because we always text, we always podcast,
Skype,
FaceTime. Like, it's not a problem.
We're always in communication. It's never like... I don't think we've ever gone more than like 2 days without some sort of communication. You know?
I don't think we've ever gone a day.
Day.
Because we have a Snapchat streak, too.
True.
So I wonder if that'll keep up when you start your working
job.
Well,
we have to.
Do you think you'll be Snapchatting still?
I hate that I'm 22 and I'm still Snapchatting. Like, I hate that.
No, that's very normal. Like,
a lot of people on the trip were older and like 26 and still Snapchatting.
They were
so I was like,
no,
okay, this is fine.
It's in our generation now.
You're right.
No, I didn't mean like that. I just didn't know if you'd be too busy for me.
No, but I'm not going to. At my desk, don't text.
Like, I know. I'm so excited to hear about your work and everything.
That'll be in 2 weeks, though.
Yeah. Next week, I'm going to do a solo episode. Because Brooke starts her work next Monday, and we need to let her adjust and settle in, and I feel like we haven't sat down and had a little coffee chat with Danny, so we're going to do that next week. I hope you guys are
cool
with that.
And you have so much content to talk about, I feel.
I'll have come back from Georgia, and I'll have stuff to talk about for sure.
I feel like you will.
I'll make a theme for it, don't worry, guys.
And then we'll do a little combined. We do want to hear from you guys. With the move to Boston, obviously, there are a lot of... influencers and just like I'll be in a city, so Danielle will be in New York this summer, so we'll be closer to other, not only content creators, but like we'll have more access, I guess, to generally like put other people on the podcast.
Yeah.
So we do want to hear from you guys in the Gals on the Go Facebook group or wherever, what you want to hear, what you want to see, who you want to see.
Any new theme ideas you guys have for us, we're always taking that into consideration for sure.
Exactly, because we want the show to be what you guys want to see of it.
Be what you want to be.
Exactly. And we hope you guys have been liking. We got a lot of positive responses in last week's episode.
We're really happy about that for sure.
We are. Because obviously this show is just us being silly and fun. So when we get to do those fun episodes, it is really fun for us.
It is really fun. Yeah.
I think we
did the darn thing.
And now back to girl boss mode.
Yeah, back to girl boss mode. Hope you guys enjoyed this week's episode. We had so much fun. Make sure to subscribe to us on YouTube. Follow us on Instagram for all the updates. We're both into Instagram stories, posting lots of vlogs. Mm-hmm. And follow Brooke on Snapchat. She's hilarious. I personally don't have public Snapchat because
I appreciate it. I appreciate the elements of privacy.
Yeah, I really have nothing private, so might as well do that, right?
Yeah, exactly. I feel like you're an open book.
I'm very open book. Ask me anything.
you are the same, like, in real life, though, and in your vids. Yeah.
Well, thank you.
Honestly, we were so good this trip with, like, taking a picture and then living in the moment.
Yeah.
Did you notice that?
That was very important. Like, we'd get our photo, and then we'd be fine.
It was lit. Yeah.
It was lit.
It's lit.
It's lit.
Okay, well, we love you guys so much, and we'll talk to you all next week.
Peace out, Girl Scout.
Bye.
Hey there, Rob Cesternino from Rob is a Podcast, and if you're a Big Brother fan, you know the summer is all about one thing, watching crazy people locked in a house on Big Brother, and we've got episode recaps after every episode with the past house guests talking about all the updates from the game and the gossip from the live feed. Listen to Rob is a Podcast exclusively on Apple Podcasts and Podcast One, and if you love the show, why don't you share it or even leave us a rating and review?
Mother's Day is just around the corner, which means it's time to find a gift. I always try to decide what to get my mom because I always am so proud of what I get her and she's always so excited. So I feel like each year it just gets hyped up more and more and I just have to keep impressing her, even though she would literally just love a hug, probably the same as your mom's too. But I love using a gift guide to find a perfect gift for my mom. Because she doesn't want anything. She just wants love. But she also does get excited when I give her a gift. So Macy's actually has a Mother's Day gift guide that's perfect. You can shop by price. So they have 25 and under to 100 and under. They have categories like fragrance, handbags, and more. Or you can use the gift list, like for the mom who has everything. Or gifts that are already wrapped and ready to be gifted. And for grandma. There's so many different options that Macy's has. Some of their top gifts are the Dolce & Gabbana Devotion Eau de Parfum, Coach Floral Printed Leather Cassie Crossbody Bag, and the Le Creuset Charlotte Dutch Oven, of course. So you can shop all of this at Macy's.com/giftfinder.